WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Foundation.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Jamie, and thank you for inviting me to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour, your brand new radio show.
We're very glad to have this show. It's something that we had back in the day, and we're happy to have it back.
I want to thank all our generous sponsors for allowing us to be here and to provide the entire community with a children's program.
Certainly a big thank you to Marilyn Willihogian and Sonia and Carl Feidelberg, along with others who gave generous support to the Newport Music Festival to allow us to have this program. Now, Pamela, we're going to begin by telling kids where they hear classical music. Some might think that they can only hear it in concert halls or churches or on a classical radio station like this, but really, they hear it everywhere.
You know what's interesting, Jamie, is I think many people today don't realize that they actually listen to classical music quite a bit. Most movies have a soundtrack that's played by an orchestra, which is made up of many different classical instruments. So I thought that we could start off with one of the greatest movie themes of all time, Star Wars, composed by John Williams. Let's listen to just a few of the important instruments that we will hear in this piece. The triangle. This is a small metal instrument that you hit, and it makes a high tinkly kind of sound like this. So you hear this right at the beginning of Star Wars, and then throughout the piece. There is also a trumpet that plays a fanfare, like it is waking someone up or alerting us to something. It sounds like this. We also have a French horn. That's a metal instrument that you blow into, and you hear this at the very beginning of the piece, and then along with the trumpet many times during the piece. The trumpet and the French horn tell us that something really exciting is happening, and the French horn can sound like this. Or like this. Now, after this first section, we hear violins and other strings playing. They make big, sweeping sounds, and you'll hear them start the second part of the piece. They seem to be singing a happy song, and after the triangle, trumpet, and French horn, who sound very exciting, the violins are relaxing and sound like this. So now let's listen to the Star Wars theme and see if you can hear the triangle, the French horn, the trumpet, and the violins. At different points in the piece. Have fun!
I love Star Wars. And you can hear every instrument just like you said.
The trumpet, the triangle, the violins. So now, before we hear this next piece, we're going to add one more instrument, the bass drum. This is a big and low instrument, and it often seems quite serious or dramatic. So let's listen to a little snippet of that. Now, we'll put together the bass drum with our trumpets. And French horns that we heard so much in Star Wars. And let's listen to them in another piece. You'll hear other instruments too, but it's really fun to be able to listen to the music and recognize the instruments. This piece is called Fanfare for the Common Man. It's by Aaron Copland, who was an American composer. Fanfares are often heard at the beginning of a big event, and this one is used for sports events and politics and world events. You've heard it before too, as it's used in movies a lot. So let's listen to Fanfare for the Common Man.
Let's listen to this piece, and then we'll take a quick break and be right back. Welcome back to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Pamela, this is exciting. We're hearing all the details and all the instruments that make up these pieces. What are we going to hear next?
Now we're going to hear the opening for another movie that uses the fanfare as well. But this piece starts with a deep stringed instrument called the cello. The beat or the rhythm of the cellos at the beginning give us a sense that something is coming our way. Then all the French horns the trumpets. Join in and make us feel like we're on an exciting journey. Make sure to listen for the triangle as it makes strong accents, and the violins as they sing and carry us onwards. Now we're going to hear from Robin Hood, King of Thieves, that opening theme, and this is composed by Michael Kamen.
I love this song. We played it in marching band.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, it's a great song.
And it makes you just want to jump in the woods and do something.
Absolutely.
So here we go.
Thank you.
I love that. It sounds like they're really going on an adventure.
Absolutely. It's so exciting. You know, Jamie, from 1920 onwards, movie composers have been creating great music using orchestras, which is made up of all the instruments that we're talking about today. So we're going to add one more instrument, the snare drum, which you'll hear in this next little piece. This instrument feels like we're marching.
This is the instrument that when you play at your parents' house, they tell you to go play somewhere else.
They put you in the garage.
Right. Let's listen to the snare drum.
Okay, one more fanfare. This is the one from the theme of the movie Indiana Jones, composed by John Williams. It starts with a bass drum. And is immediately joined by the trumpets. Then the snare drum with its steady rhythm takes us straight into the jungle. So make sure also to listen for that triangle. Interesting, the melody, or that song-like softer and sweeter part, is played by the violins. Cellos. And the French horn. So listen for the marching.
Let's take a listen to that. We'll have a commercial and we'll be right back.
Here we go.
Thank you. Welcome back to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Now, Pamela,
you can hear how the music almost follows the film as you watch Indiana Jones adventure into the jungle. It's exciting.
Yeah, I love it. It is so exciting. And you know what's amazing about this stuff is the movie can't exist without the music, but you can listen to the music alone.
The music is part of the movie.
So now we're going to listen to a piece that the whole world recognizes. It's the Olympic Fanfare, again by John Williams. In this beautiful piece, we'll hear all of the different instruments that we've been talking about this morning. This piece is listened to by billions of people all over the globe for every Olympic Games. It has an opening with the bass drum to show how significant and important this moment is. Then we have a march with the snare drums. A beautiful melody with the violins and cellos and the other string instruments singing to us in a way that touches us all. And then a fanfare with the trumpets announcing the importance of this opening event, just like they used to announce the arrival of a king. Actually, this is the king of all sporting events around the world, so it's perfect. Thank you. I just love that piece, Jamie. As we said, the whole world comes together for the Olympics, and it's just so exciting and heroic, I might add.
It's an iconic piece, that's for sure.
So how about a little more about Heroes, another John Williams phenomenal fanfare overture? I think our listeners will recognize this one, about the strongest, greatest man.
It's gotta be Superman.
It is! How'd you guess? All right, so let's listen to Superman. This time, we're not even going to play any of those instruments. You get to listen for all of them yourself because you've heard them a few times now. So here we go, Superman.
Superman had to be one of my favorite action heroes. Just the way he always came in and saved the day, and that music under the movie itself, it explains it all.
Absolutely. I was always a Wonder Woman fan, and the new Wonder Woman movie, that's pretty good too.
It was really good.
So we started this wonderful show with Star Wars, and guess what we're going to end with?
Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go. So we've been talking about all of these big pieces of music that were, you know, all about good and all that. Well, you know, this is a piece of music that's kind of about the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it uses all of those musical pieces and the snare drum and all of those things that we've been listening to. So we thought that everybody might enjoy listening to this one and hearing how sometimes you can use those same instruments and they don't always have to be powerful, like in a good way. This time, John Williams uses them and they're powerful in a kind of dark way.
That's right. And that shows you how these movies use this music to show when good things are happening, bad things, happy and sad.
But this one is so well known and so powerful, I thought it would be a really fun ending.
Let's take a listen.
Okay, here we go. The Star Wars Stormtroopers.
Thank you.
What a way to end our first show.
I love it.
On today's show, we heard music from Star Wars by John Williams, Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland, Robin Hood Prince of Thieves by Michael Kamen, Indiana Jones by John Williams, Olympic Fanfare by John Williams, the theme from Superman by John Williams, and the Stormtroopers March from Star Wars by John Williams. We learned that a fanfare is a short ceremonial tune, typically to introduce something or someone important. We also heard the sounds that the triangle makes. The trumpet. The French horn. Violins. Bass drum. Cello. And the snare drum. If you'd like to know more about WCRI's Classical Kids Hour, just go to classical959.com. There, you can listen to past shows, and you can even email us to let us know what we should play next or what you would like to learn. Well, Pamela, that's it for our first show.
Again, I want to thank all our generous sponsors for allowing us to be here and to provide the entire community with a children's program.
Certainly a big thank you to Marilyn Willihogian and Sonia and Carl Feidelberg, along with others who gave generous support to the Newport Music Festival to allow us to have this program.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone's enjoyed this, and I hope everyone will be back next week for more of WCRI's Classical Kids Hour.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next week. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour, and we'll see you again next week. Gotta go. The concert hall's about to close. See you later.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Foundation.